Hello, I'm Yakushijiuka, and I'm going to introduce Osaka Naomi. She's a Japanese pro tennis player. Though she was born in Osaka, she has a father from Haiti and a mother from Hokkaido. Her older sister is also pro tennis player. They moved to America when they were children, but Naomi and her sister continue to practice tennis very hard. In 2011, when she was 40 years old, she participated to ATP Challenger Tour, not junior tournament, because she wanted to play in harsh environment. And in 2016, she passed the preliminary matches and participated in the Australian Open. Although she lost in the third round, it was a great result as a Japanese player. In 2018, she finally won the victory in the US Open when she was 20 years old. It was the first time that Japanese player won a Grand Slam.
Yay!
The reason why I wanted to introduce her is I wanted you to know her effort. In 2013, she became a pro tennis player, but nobody noticed her at first, because she couldn't leave behind a good result at competitions. However, she never gave up and continued her effort. When she gradually came to be able to win games, she was under a lot of pressures and she often couldn't control her emotion. But since Sasha Bajin became her hitting and mental coach, she could control her emotion. When she won the victory in the US Open, I was very surprised and impressed because I hadn't seen a Japanese tennis player who is a woman active in the world games very much. She gave impression not only to me, but also to everyone in Japan and around the world. Like her, I wanted to try to never give up when I can't do well or I want to quit. In addition, when I go out into the world, there may be many things which are not reasonable. But I want to control my emotions and handle challenges precisely. Osaka Naomi taught a lot of things to me. Finally, I wanted to tell you about the Australian Open this year. On January 25th, she won the victory in the competition after the US Open. When I was watching the championship, I was so excited. She got the first set, but the second set was gotten by Petra Kvitova, who was Osaka's opponent in the final. She became nervous, but she believed in herself and never gave up. I was so happy that she won the victory and she became the WTA World No. 1. Congratulations.